You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast.
We're back at it again with another episode of La Verdad Podcast, and we are introducing, actually we introduced 2017 last week, so we're introducing it now with the girls here, 2017. So this is your boy Christian. How's it going?
Hey guys, happy new year. Happy new year. Nati here.
V-Fig, happy new year.
It gets a little hard because I gotta like turn around. Good thing I don't have a cramp on my neck, because if not, it would be kind of hard to see.
One day we'll invest in a cool table so that we could all look at each other when we're talking.
And it doesn't look like a news commercial, newscast, right? Like
we're gonna give you the weather, right? It's currently cold as all hell.
So, you know, you guys are back at it now for the new year. Last week we had the guys. We had a little guy talk. We were talking about sports and stuff like that. We always want to bring in some current events. So I think one of the things that we want to do this week is we want to talk some current events and stuff that's happening in the city of Chicago or all over the U.S. So before I begin, how was you guys' New Year's?
It was different. I don't know, but like this year I think was like the most, you know, every family has their own bonchinche drama, but like so many things happened. So like the vibe was just, it was like off. So weird. So finally I just told my cousin, I'm like, yo, start making like some shots or something and change this music, because it was just really but at the end of the night it was really good. I had a good time. So, and Christian was there.
So it was a nice vibe. That's good, you know. Yes. It's always important to have a nice little you know, compartir con la familia when it comes down to the holidays, you know, because you don't really get that a lot. And a lot of times that we get together with family, it's on unfortunate events like a funeral or something like that. Right. So, you know, as long as we could hang out with the family on good times and on.
Well, that's tradition, too. Like, I've never not been with my family on New Year's. I know a lot of friends of mine, they like, it's weird for them to be with their family, or not weird, but just like uncommon, because they're always like usually with their friends or going out to like whatever is happening, like in Chicago nightlife, whatever. But I have, for all 25 years of my life, going on 26, I've always been with my family for New Year's. That's very common for me, very typical and traditional for me and my family.
Yep. So we used to do a lot of activities for the holidays, but unfortunately, everybody's kind of like in different places now. We have family over in Florida who are actually watching us live on Instagram right now. So, and then we have, you know, I have family in Puerto Rico and in Philadelphia and different locations. So it's one of those things that unfortunately, since everybody's in different locations, we don't really get together a lot. What about you, Nathia? How was your?
It was okay. I actually had a cold, so I was really sick.
You was hanging out.
Man, sleeping. I tried to stay up till 12, and me and Kayla barely made it, but we made it. So I was with my mom and my brother, and the girls were upstairs. So it was nice. It was nice. I wasn't out partying. We did, and Caleb was very excited. he's at this age now where he's kind of understanding things a little bit more.
That's good.
He was definitely excited to do the countdown.
I know a lot of people here in Chicago were doing the countdown at the Chi City Rising, where they have the star downtown, as opposed to in New York, they do it the ball dropping, right? So in Chicago, they had it actually going into the whole going up. The star was going up. So it's one of those things that was pretty cool. The fact that we have a different thing here in Chicago. Actually, if you want to hit that up, you can hit the air.
Yeah, sorry guys, we're still trying to do this whole live thing, still figuring out all this stuff.
On the phone, just slide up.
We're trying to watch.
And you can
ourselves.
Hit the AirPlay mode on. All right, so sorry about that. That's the cool thing about having a live podcast, that we have to actually look at little things here and there. It's working now. Good. Perfect. All right, so.
Ooh, someone's in kissing me on vacation. Is that what it says?
Yeah, it's actually my family over there. They're all watching on the
phone. Oh, I was like, hey.
So let's talk about current events. Right now, we've had a couple different things that have happened in Chicago. Not only in Chicago, in the U.S. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about was that there was a misprint on Twitter.
Oh.
I'm not going to say the actual word. It's a pretty offensive word, but it rhymes with bigger. And the way that the tweet was actually recorded, typed out, was that Yahoo was talking about Trump wanting
Yahoo Finance,
Yahoo Finance to through Twitter. Let me put up the article right here. They were talking about the actual tweet goes like this. Let me see. Trump wants a much, and then instead of writing bigger,
right,
they wrote the N-word. So it says Trump wants a much bigger Navy, and they put the N-word instead. And then it says, here's how much it will cost. So that threw a big uproar in the social media outlets. You could just imagine, people trolling, making memes about it. Yahoo quickly deleted it after 20 minutes, and they put down the correct term, and then they said, it's because the N is close to the B when typing. But I'm sure somebody in Yahoo.
Do you think it was a mistake?
Yeah, it definitely. I could see it being a mistake. But you
do you?
So this is what I think.
I don't know.
So this is what I think. So when you're using your phone, right, and when your phone recognizes words that you text a lot. Right. And it will change that word to whatever word you text a lot. Right. So like a lot of people say, oh, autocorrect. And it's like some outrageous.
They want to say fuck you. And it says duck you.
Yeah. So like stuff like that. So they'll have, for example, they'll have on their phone whatever word they use commonly. It will change it to the correct word
that they've used commonly. Do that, though.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So they have the algorithms in your phone have it so that you could understand. So it picks up your rhythm. It picks up your daily, your phone,
but on a desktop.
So I'm thinking the person who wrote this probably uses that word a lot on their text messaging.
But even so, automatically, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. I don't think it's a mobile tweet. I think he was on his computer. We're talking about Yahoo here.
Okay.
So I think they're at their computer typing. And typing, it doesn't do like the phones do where it brings up your common words used.
Well, it could be either or, right?
Yeah.
So even if it was if it was typing, then the B is next to the N. I could see that happening. But my biggest thing, and I think we talked about this earlier, and Nati, since you're a social media person here for La Verdad, is like, yo, like who is, like, don't you want to read your message?
Yeah,
before you send
it out? I don't know. I don't think this is a typo at all.
You don't?
Come on.
That's
it has to be.
It's
like
a bold statement to make.
Why would you want to, put your career in jeopardy like that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think, like, even if they're trying to put, whether it's putting their career in, like, because of the fact that you are such a big name and you're putting something on social media, why is someone not rereading your work?
Well, I could see your work.
You know, whether it's a tweet or whether it's an article, someone should be reading your work.
I could see this going two ways. I could see it being that they have a couple of newbies working. You know, they probably have a big team. You know, being somebody as big as Yahoo Finance and something that's actually verified through Twitter. It's not like a made-up account or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have a big team, and it's just kind of like how we do a lot of stuff where it's like, hey, Nati, I need you to send this tweet out right away. So I can see the person probably like, do-do-do-do real quick on their phone. And just hitting send and then being like, oh, crap. Like, I got to go back and edit it. And they did 20 minutes after. But, you can't get past it on social media. Somebody's online. Constantly looking at it. And they were able to screenshot it real quick and send it out. And it just created, like, this hashtag all over Twitter. I don't think it's made so much of a negative, as negative impact as I thought it would be. When I first saw the headline, I was like, oh, crap, here goes Yahoo Finance. They messed up.
Right.
But what ended up happening was it just became more of a joke because people, I guess, understood that it comes down to the B being next to the N.
A typo.
But at the end of the day, it's just one of those things that you don't understand the power that you have in social media and the way that it's going to reach out with a click of a button and you could potentially put everything on.
Well, yeah, because now Nati said this is a hashtag now on Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter. I saw this. I didn't know that this is where it stemmed from, but I saw on Twitter just this hashtag of bigger exchanged with N Navy and, people making memes about it and jokes about it as everything. And I was like, I didn't know where it was coming from. I thought Trump had said something, as always.
I think that also goes into the conversation of when people put their whole lives on social media, right? And then they want to edit out later on. Like, they want to, so for example, you might get in a fight with so-and-so, or whatever, and you put it on social media, and then like 2 seconds later is that you make up with that person. It's like, oh, I want to edit it. Nope, too late. The it's whole social there. Media, the whole world knows knows what your bad. Life, you know, knows what you put down. So same thing, I think, mi gente, I think we realized that that social media has a big audience out there, and sometimes we might mess up and say something that we shouldn't be saying.
And it goes back, and this is, it's on topic, but whatever. The Soulja Boy Chris Brown thing, how they were beefing over the internet, and then like a day later, Soulja Boy was like, I want to apologize.
I think that's a whole different topic, though, man. Like, I think Soulja Boy realized that he messed up.
Yeah, he's like,
you have Chris Brown, who's like mentally, woo-hoo, who probably would go up to, who probably go to his house and shoot him up or something like that. But
oh my god,
you have to, you realize Chris Brown is a woman beater or whatever, and he's done a lot of crazy stuff lately.
Did he get charged for that?
Allegedly. Let me be politically correct here, since we're in the social media outlet.
Yeah.
You know, you have people that beef.
We don't want no nothing. Beef, Chris Brown. We don't want no
we
beef.
We don't, man. We love you here in Chicago. Damn.
You
I wanted
never
to,
know.
If only I knew his songs, man, I would have used one of his songs as a pun, but I think it's somebody else that wrote it, so I'm not even going to use it. But stuff like that, you know, you have yeah. different things that happen here and there where they blow up out of proportion, and then the person that's behind it is like, oh, crap, like, I probably shouldn't have said that, right. or I probably shouldn't have posted yes. It's, for example, another big thing right here, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen it. I remember I had a friend who, when Snapchat just came out, right? Snapchat mm-hmm. was all about, you know, sending dirty pics, right? Or doing like that when it first came out. Let's that's go. What a lot, that's what a lot of people will do it for
nudes.
For things that were, you know, they just wanted to send a quick picture to somebody and not have them save it.
Yeah.
So I remember a friend of mine, the whole Snapchat story had came out, right? You had the ability to send that picture to everyone that had your Snapchat handle. And my friend, like, took a pretty X-rated picture of himself and posted it, and it hit the whole story. I forget about it. Everybody in the college.
You know, you can send stories now, right? You can send people stories.
Mm.
My brother was testing out on me. He's like, did you get a notification? Notification? I'm like, for what?
Like, send somebody else's story?
Yeah,
he sent my story to somebody. He was like testing it out, so he wanted to see.
Did you get a notification?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you can't tell if someone sends your story to someone else.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that, another thing that adds on to this whole social media and being careful of what you're doing in social media, which also takes me into another conversation too. That's happening in the Twitter area and the Twitter world.
I need
world.
To get Twitter. I don't have an account.
I don't really use it as much. I think you use it more right now. I use it
just to. It's always breaking some new thing that's going on in the world, and then I can, you know, do my research as I please. But it's usually the first place I go to see if something's happening. Or,
really?
Yeah.
Do you think you learn like about like? Like current updates like faster on Twitter?
Oh yeah, it'll usually like link you to who maybe is like running the story, or if it's like, let's just say the Fort Lauderdale, Florida thing, like if someone's doing a press conference, it'll link you to whatever source it is. So I usually go there, or if I want to search something, I'll go to Twitter and see what.
Because I remember I was just like so late on social media to begin with. Like,
I think you still are pretty late on.
I know we all talked about how I suck at technology, but
I've had it all.
I went on Facebook late, went on Instagram late.
I've had it all. So. Mi gente. I had a Black Planet,
oh my
of course.
God.
Ew,
I had an Asian Avenue. Isn't that funny?
What is that?
It was Mi gente for Asians. You know, Mi gente is like Latinos, oh Black Planets for African Americans. Asian Avenue was for Asians.
I
had a Zanga. I had a Meat Spot.
Do you have a Google Plus?
So much. I don't.
Do you have a LinkedIn?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a Zanga.
I was about to say, come on, man.
I have it all. I don't know.
Come on, man.
I do have a Google Plus.
So, so with Twitter, I only go on Twitter once I see something blow up in the news.
Yeah.
And I only go on there to like see everybody else talk crap about it. I don't really use it as a media source, but you could get a lot of information right away from Twitter. Yeah. One of the things that was happening this weekend as well, not this weekend, but this week as well, is a beef between two political people, two pretty high prestigious people that, whether you like it or not, and that's between Vicente Fox and Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump, who's going to be the president of the United States, who's the president-elect of the United States. And Vicente Fox, who is the ex-president, used to be the president in Mexico, who was the president of Mexico for a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And the beef that's happening is, I don't know if you remember, when Donald Trump was actually running for office, he proposed a whole building a wall, right, for immigration. We talked about it in a couple episodes. Right. We talked about it in a couple episodes. We even had someone join in and talk a little bit more in the details. So if you're checking out some of the older podcasts, check out the podcast with Adriana Almanza, who talks about her letter to Trump. So Trump proposed this whole wall. He said Mexico's going to pay for this wall, right? Now, you know, getting closer to his inauguration in office, he's like, Mexico will reimburse us for this wall. So it's no longer I'm going to force Mexico to do the wall. Or to pay for the wall, I'm going to now have Mexico reimburse us, which he's known pretty well for doing kind of stuff like that, I'm sure, in Ireland. No, for building stuff and then making somebody else pay for it after it. Donald Trump.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
So in his businesses, he's done that in the past where he, like, builds something in Ireland and then he sends a bill to the neighbor. And like, oh, you have to pay for it. So Vicente Fox goes on social media, and I have it pulled up here.
Oh, your brother said, hey.
he has it up on social media.
What people are saying.
And Vicente Fox says, this was a tweet on January 5th, right? He says, Trump may ask whoever he wants, but still neither myself nor Mexico are going to pay for his racist monument, meaning the wall that he's building. Another promise he can't keep. Now, I'm sure there was a couple of Twitter exchanges here and there, and then he blows up. This man has not been known to blowing up in social media before.
But you got to read it
not just in social media, but in the media itself. Then at 3:18 p.m. on the next day, on January 6th, which is Three Kings Day, right?
January 6th, yeah.
He goes and he says, Trump, all in caps, and I'll try to get a screenshot here. He says, Trump, all in caps, when will you understand that I'm not paying for that fucking wall?
Fucking wall.
He's like, be clear with U.S. taxpayers. They will pay for it. So that blew up everywhere in social media because it was like, yo, like these two political people, these two prestigious people are just going at it. Like, they don't care. Like, and these are accounts that are verified. And by verified, I mean you'll see the little check mark, the blue check mark next to it. That's the way of them verifying that it's actually them, you know? Yeah. Whether it's them or their PR person, I don't know. But I'm sure this is Vicente Fox. Because by the way, they spell fucking.
Vicente Fox don't give a fuck.
So, what's your thoughts on that? What's your thoughts on the fact that first of all, you got two political people arguing on social media?
It adds on to that, this idea that politics is a fucking joke. Literally. Because the fact, I mean, I don't know. It's always been happening. It's just like we've been saying, all this shit has been happening. Now it's just it's visual for us. Like, now we can see it. Now we can go online and see exactly what they're all saying to each other.
I'm going
to
say, and I know I keep talking a lot, but you know what? I like to talk. I'm going to say that it now gives me this realization or reality. Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
I'm realizing. let me change it. Let me change
this
it.
This is context clues.
I'm realizing that these people that we used to see as political figures or sometimes untouchable are actually human beings. Right. I think for a very long time when we used to, for example, for myself, when I see somebody that's in the spotlight, you know, or an actor, whether it be an actor or a political figure, we look at them in a different view. Like, oh, wow, he must be really smart. He must be really wealthy, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm realizing because of social media, for example, I might see an actor that's always constantly on Snapchat and I could see that they probably live in a basic home. Right. So I see people like Donald Trump and Vicente Fox, who I used to think that, man, they probably have everybody doing stuff for them. No, they're just regular people like you and I that get pissed off about certain situations. And you know what? They go and they let it out on social media. Mm-hmm. So I guess to me, it's a good thing in that sense, because now I'm in tune with these political figures, knowing that, hey, they have the same they are just as human as I am.
Yes, mm-hmm. They're human, but the fact that they are who they are and they are very well known, I'm not going to say maybe prominent or use all these grand words, I don't know, but when you accept that role, you have to accept the responsibility too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah, that's
you
a big...
can't be making yourself look a certain way or portray yourself a certain way. If you're supposed to be, if people are supposed to respect you in a certain way, mm-hmm. you have to make sure that you're accountable for that, and so that way people can respect you and think of you as this. You know, if you're in this and you're that and you hold this title, then expectations are you should be this.
Yeah.
Not to say that that's correct, but you know, if you want to be held in that type of spotlight, it's just like why, you know, everybody wants to nitpick when, you know, Obama's daughters were doing things, and you're the president's daughter. Yeah. You're supposed
to be held to a higher standard.
Exactly, exactly. And yes, while they're human, yes, and they're going to make mistakes, you got to understand, hey, yes, you're a teenager, but you know what? You are the president's daughter, mm-hmm. and you have to understand that, you know?
Yeah.
But
so I get both sides. I do.
And they are, I think we hold them at a higher standard, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it gives me the gratification to know that they still are humans and they still will, like, I don't know. I guess to me, it just makes me feel like I am not less than them. And I don't know if that's, I think throughout the years, especially the way that our people, Latino people, have been oppressed a lot of times, we've been taught to think that we're not as equal as them and that we cannot do the same things. But I tell you right now, I will react the same way as Vicente Fox did. Mm-hmm. And I probably would have said the same tweet. So for him to do it, I know that we share that I could be like that.
You
know,
right. I could be.
My mom always
beliefs.
Told me that. Yeah, like just in the working world, like when you hear when you read these titles or see these titles, like CEO, CFO, and you're going to these big meetings, you're like, whoa, I'm meeting. I mean, yeah, that's a grand thing, but she's like, you got to remember, they're just people. Mm-hmm. Don't let them intimidate you.
Right.
You know. And so, like you were saying, like, you know, we're always at maybe the Latino cultures, you know, like, of course, yes, respect your elders. But we always felt maybe that we couldn't break that glass ceiling type thing because mm-hmm. we were or are of Latino descent, whatever. But my mm-hmm. mom's just like, they're just people.
Exactly. You know? And I think also, and this kind of goes into the next current event topic that we're talking about, and we talked about this yesterday, was that unfortunately, the media, and not just the media, but, you know, even judges look at people different too, mm-hmm. whether or not where you come from or what color of your skin is, or what the color of your skin is, or you know, where you're from, right? For example, another big current event that's happening right now in the city of Chicago is that there was these four individuals.
Two guys, two girls,
who tortured a disabled white man, right? Mm-hmm. Now, let me, I'm sure you guys have heard this story. I'm sure our listeners have heard that story as well. It was a pretty gruesome attack. It was actually recorded on Facebook Live. And I think the recording, actually, when it was streaming on Facebook Live, it got in the hands of this big political activist in the black community, and he's the one that figured out where they lived and all that and sent it over. I may be wrong on that, but that's a little bit of what I remember happening. So, you know, these four people tortured this disabled guy. Supposedly the guy was with them for a couple of days. Before that, one of the guys was, quote unquote, his friend. They ended up making him like drink urine from like the bathroom.
The toilet bowl.
They like cut them all up. Mm-hmm. Gruesome stuff that you only see like in the movies that they'll do like in some, you know, country Taken somewhere else. Shit. But at the same time, there was also a very similar story that happened a couple weeks ago where this white man had sodomized a disabled African-American guy, right?
With a hanger.
So the reason I'm bringing up both stories is when the four individuals did this, right, and they tortured this young disabled man, everybody was outraged, right? Like, mm-hmm. oh, they should like burn these people alive. They should do that.
And these
I mean, I understand.
Are of what descent?
Or black. Like, they're African-American, right? Okay. I mean, I understand. They should be prosecuted to the further, what is it? Prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, right? Mm-hmm. They should be definitely held responsible for what they did. And just the fact that they put it on Facebook Live, they need mental help. Some type of mental health issues going on there. Mm-hmm. But also, almost the same thing happened, you know, where this guy sodomized and with a hanger and tortured this black guy.
Was it recorded?
It was not recorded, right? Okay. So I'm sure in the legal area it's a little different. But he came out free, right? No, he walked away, right?
Because there was no evidence.
I haven't read the whole story behind it, but I know that that's the big outrage right now. That a lot of people are pissed off, saying, "Hey, you know, why is it that these, you know, African American descent are being taken to a whole nother level, and they're like, yo, like they're messed up, which they are. You know, don't get me wrong; it doesn't matter the color of their skin." They are completely sick in the head for doing what they did. Mm-hmm. But then this other guy who was also sick in the head came out free. And they're thinking it's because of the color of their skin or money involved. So what do you guys think about that?
I think the topic in general is absolutely disgusting. And I have a son of my own. And I will beat someone's ass if they do this. Like, no. I don't go care. Like, take me to jail, but you're not about to do this to my son. I'm not familiar with the other story. Yeah. Maybe because people did not see the actual crime happen, not to say that it's okay. But I think this story got so large and affected so many people so deeply because we saw it happen.
On live, Facebook Live, which is...
Like, how stupid do you have to be to post this on Facebook Live and you knew you were doing something wrong because there was a kid who was like, oh, she's recording, like, don't get my face in this. Don't put me on there. Like, you know you're doing something wrong. And it's disgusting to the fullest degree, and it makes me so mad. I couldn't watch the full video because it made me sick. Yeah. But it's disgusting, and it's unfortunate that these things continue to happen. And good for the justice system for once for, you know, handling it mm-hmm. in a timely manner. And these kids are behind bars with no bond, and I hope they get what they deserve because
what's crazy is that for someone to do that and think that it's okay to put it on, like, social media, right? So it's like they've lived up to this savage, quote-unquote savage life, right? Oh, I'm from Chirac. I got to be savage, so let me put it on Facebook so all my buddies know that I'm crazy and I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do this.
Is it that?
I think that motive? I mean, who knows? Who knows their motive? They only know, right? But I think it's this whole... I want to validate who I am. I want to validate how savage I am.
To who? For what? Like, this
is what I'm saying. I don't know if that's like,
because you got to understand that a lot of these individuals grow up in a sense that they're always brought up to think that they're not worth anything.
I get that.
To them, they want to be at least worth in the sense of being savage.
But that's what you think, right?
No, that's my opinion, but I'm saying a lot of these individuals, if you really look at how sociology works and you look at the people that have grown up in bad areas, and not just that, because there's people that have grown up in good areas that still have the same mentality. Mm-hmm. But to them, money is not the same as being as your homies accepting you, right? We talked about this last week when we brought up Hernandez, the Hernandez case, the football player, where he was making all sorts of money, but yet he still went out and killed a couple people, allegedly killed a couple people, right? So I think at the end of the day, unfortunately, this mental issue that's happening with a lot of our youth here in the city or any city, any urban city, is that they need to validate themselves, how tough they are, how good they are, in order to validate who they really are. Mm-hmm. So I think the fact that they went on social media and posted up that they're beating up this disabled white man was just for them to say, yo, we're better than him, blah, blah, blah. Look at how bad and how good and how bad we are, et cetera, because they hear it on all these songs. They see it on all these things, and they want to show that they're savage as well.
And I think it goes back to a larger issue that I think we can stem every problem here to, is that this shit starts at home. These kids are fucked up in the head. To number one, think it's okay to do this to a kid, whether it's recorded or not. To think you can do that to another human being mm-hmm. who's not mentally there is not okay. And then to stream it is not okay. That goes back to how you're raised. And if you do have mental issues, getting the right treatment for it. Like, it's disgusting.
You know what's crazy too? Like, I thought about this before, and I talked to my dad about this a couple times, is that how many of these things were happening before cameras were out,
that's what
before
I think.
Phones were happening.
Right? I think this has been happening.
It's just affecting us.
I think
more
now it's like, oh, I recorded it, so now I could even show them that I did it.
Right.
Whereas before it was like, yo, did you hear about Tiny? He whooped up this person.
So
I have a question
because you guys have kids. So, like, how do you monitor, if at all, how do you monitor Caleb and Abby with, like, social media, you know, because they are on the phones, you know. Well, they know how to do these
things. They're still at a very young age where they haven't been curious enough to want to have a Facebook page or an Instagram page. I'm sure later on in life when their friends are in social media and they want to get into it, that's when I'll be very, very anxious. I'll probably
even need to have social media to know these things. It's like, for example, these kids know how to go onto YouTube and they'll type in the name of the song.
They won't even type. They already know that they could hit the little speech to text button.
Right. That's okay. So however you type in the words, you know, you type in, you know.
I think what you're saying is they have access to the internet, right? And how do you control what they see and what they're not seeing?
Because they can type in something very innocent, but the internet's not going to pull up innocent
pictures. I think for me, what I've done for Caleb is I have apps that are just for kids, so like a Nick Jr. app, or like I will actually download a video that he likes watching, and it'll just be where he's not really surfing the web. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even have access unless he outclicks. And then obviously just checking in, what you doing?
Yeah.
You know, like randomly pop up, what you watching?
My case, I like to be as honest as I can with them and let them know that there is things in there that are not going to be normal. Mm-hmm. And then are not for kids, you know. And I think with my daughter, she's to the point where she knows if something pops up, she's like, oh, like even without me looking at her or anything, you know, she'll make that face like, I shouldn't be watching that, so let me change it. And I think that's the better way to teach them, because I think some people hide it, and then when they find it, they're like, oh, damn, now I can see this. I'm going to see it by myself.
I'm going to sneak it.
But when you tell them that, hey, it's something that I don't agree with and it's not nice, and you tell them straight up that it's going to be there, it's not so much of a taboo thing, right? So they know it's not there. They know that it's not something that they want to watch, you know, so they go into something else.
And it goes along with age appropriate. What's age appropriate for them to know and, like, exposed to?
I guess it just scares me, because it's like you could have all these locks and you could have all these things, but there's so many, like, apps to get around, you know, to when you put parental controls and stuff. And I just, it scares me, because I want to be able to, you know, give my child a phone and a laptop.
You have to be honest. I agree with Christian in that aspect too. You have to, because I mean, think about how we grew up, and like I can speak for all of us, is our parents were a little bit more old school, and if they didn't agree with something, they wanted to hide you and keep it away from you. Whereas now our generation is like, let me teach you about it so I can teach you the rights and wrongs of it, and then we can make a decision based off of that. But I'm not going to hide you because it makes you want to
do it more.
Starting at home and getting the information at home, not off the street.
Not your friends. I think that a lot of the individuals that do these type of crimes, right, the four people don't have somebody telling them what's right or wrong. I mean, you should already understand when you're 18, 19, 20, but unfortunately, we're not them. We don't know exactly what they're thinking.
Yeah, one of the girls was 24 years old. What the fuck is your excuse?
It's okay. To them, it's okay to want to live this lavish lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Now, my question is, how do we avoid things happening? I mean, it's going to happen throughout years, because if you look at tortures have been happening since, you know, back in the day when they were torture you know, African Americans, that were torture Latinos just for the hell of it, as a sport. But what's going to happen for us to start understanding that this is not right? You don't treat another human being as less than you.
Well, I think that's what Anthony was saying. Like, it starts at home. You need to show your children what morals. Morals, values. How do you treat people? And when you're mad, how do you release that anger in the healthiest way? You know, because all they see is resorting to physical violence, or all they see is resorting to all this just crap on the internet. So I get you're angry. It's okay that you're angry, but this is how you deal with it. This is the better way.
Yep, as parents handling that accordingly, because it is a lot of times, maybe, you know, kids react away and it's not how you would handle it, but you have to understand that these are kids, they're going to react differently, and teaching them how to handle, release that anger, I think is very spot on. To be fair.
And I think at the end of the day, one of the things that, you know, when this news first came out, my dad and I, we were just sitting there, and my dad's like, wow, this is happening, and yet they're closing more mental health clinics in the city of Chicago. I hope Rahm Emanuel is going there directly and trying to do something about it, you know, because, and not just in the Chicago area, you have it happening in the whole state of Illinois, in the whole United States, they're closing mental health clinics. And you know, another current event topic that just happened, but we're not going to go into detail on it, was the killing spree that happened in the Florida airport.
Fort Lauderdale
yeah. airport. I don't have too much information on that, so that's why we're not going to touch upon it too much. But same thing, mental health issue. You know, it's a real thing. It's mm-hmm. a real thing that's happening in our community, and people are not paying attention to it like they should. They're letting it happen. They're thinking
it's more things like this happen, and they're like, I don't know what happened.
What went wrong? You know, what went wrong?
He suffered, you know, the PTSD. And, yeah. You know, right. Well, he didn't have anywhere to...
Or medication.
I hear it all the time with the kids in my line of work. You know, I have to check in with kids, and... They're like, oh, I have anger issues. I need to, like, do they know what that means when you have anger issues? Like, they know how to define it. Yeah, I have anger issues. I have a problem with my anger. I don't know how to control. Well, mm-hmm. okay, let's define this. Let's figure out why you're getting mad. Where is it stemming yeah. from? Mm-hmm. And it's, that needs to be talked about.
So yeah. So it's one of those things, you know, mi gente, if you have a comment on what's going on, feel free to hit us up. We will definitely want to talk a little bit more about it. It's one of those things that we want to bring an expert in so that they could mm-hmm. talk more about the mental health issues that's happening in the urban communities. Yeah, but
educate us.
Let's go into something a little bit more lighthearted.
Yeah, let's move. We got to put it up.
Another thing happened, and we're already kind of, what were we, 35 minutes in. So we're getting close to the hour. So
it's okay if we go over.
Another big thing that's happening in current events, and I know you guys are excited for this, is that J-Lo is now dating Drake, right?
Drake.
I even heard he changed his name to Drake. He's a bachata. He's
champagne
a bachatero now.
Poppy Drake.
He's now no longer Champagne Poppy. He's Coquito Poppy.
Right.
There's certain things happening in the industry that people are like in uproar around it, right?
I just want to know how they even got to, like, was it like, yo, like, hit up J-Lo for me? Like,
I can see.
I think it was like, I'm going to go to one of her concerts, and, you know, J-Lo's been wearing her bodysuits and doing her little...
But J-Lo always like, looking good, though. Like, how do you think about it?
Drake probably went to some concert, or Drake probably saw the, what was it, Latin Grammys, where she kissed Mark Anthony. She saw that Drake...
jealous.
Right?
Saw,
like,
Drake probably saw that J-Lo was probably now free and ready to mingle, and Drake slid into her DMs like, yo, what's good, what up,
Rihanna's
mom,
not texting me back.
I'm heartbroken, thank about to write another Rihanna album.
But she was at the time, I guess.
The funny part is so Drake is with J-Lo now. J-Lo is my
Drake
wifey.
Is living the milk dream.
Yes. So this is the thing, right? So everybody knows as Drake being like this soft kind of guy, right? This real, you know, he goes with the persona of being very sensitive, very loving.
But then he got all bulked up because he didn't like it. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And he grew his beard.
Yeah.
He expressed his love for Rihanna in front of everybody, and yet she curved them to the side. And didn't even kiss them.
No.
Because Rihanna is a G.
I love Rihanna.
The biggest question is, and I've seen these memes going on everywhere, is the age difference, right? Because yeah. J-Lo is hitting, she's 49.
She's
let me check.
Dating younger
let me
men,
check
though.
Wikipedia here. She's like 47, I think, or about to hit 50. Let me see. J-Lo's age, 47 years old, right? Yeah. So, and he is, I want to say, almost 30. So let me go here.
34.
Drake age. Right,
it's
30 years 30. Old, okay. Right? So there's a huge 17? Difference here, 17 year difference, right? So she's a gilf, you know, she's really old.
A gilf? She's not that
she
old.
Have,
she's
doesn't
my
have grandchildren.
Mom. No, younger than my mom.
She doesn't have grandchildren. She doesn't have grandchildren yet. But
oh my god,
there's
that's
a huge
not a word.
Change.
Don't use that.
There's a huge change. There's a huge change in there's a huge difference in age.
Right.
But like back in the day, I remember talking to like older viejitos, older dons, and they'd be like, oh yeah, yo me casé con fulana de tal. You know, we were like 20 year difference.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day.
Like nowadays, in different countries too. Like as soon as you turn like 12, 13, then they were like hitching them together with older men. But.
My grandparents. Oh, they're like 20 years apart.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, my grandma was like 13. My grandma was like 20.
So, you know, Drake could have been Drake could have been her kid. You know what I'm saying? So, what do you guys think about the whole age difference? Does it matter? Is it later in life? Like, does it matter?
I think as you get older, it doesn't necessarily play as big of a role as it is when you're like in high school. You know, yeah. You're freaking 15, dating
even though
a 20
I remember,
something year old.
I remember when I was like in eighth grade, some of the girls, they were dating guys that were 24.
Dude, that was me low-key in high school.
Whoa,
not in grammar school. Not in grammar school. In high school, I dated.
Like, what?
I was like,
dude, I'm going to tell your dad, dude. He's going to come in this podcast and whoop your ass.
I was like 16 and I dated someone who was like 20-something.
Ew.
Well, it's nasty for the guy, dude. Yeah. Like, come on, dude. That's borderline pedophile,
like,
dude. That's
I
a pedophile.
I know. I look back at it like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, dude,
thank
like,
God nothing happened. Thank God.
You start seeing that. Like, I remember,
oh,
I remember in grammar school, like, these girls were like, hey, my boyfriend is like 24. I'm like, yo, like. What the heck is going? Like the guy, what the hell's going on in the guy's mind? But for a long time, there's also that taboo of like when a guy dates an older girl, like yo, like you're doing it, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you must be very, very mature doing your thing because that cougar wants you. You know what I'm saying?
And I think it helps, like Anthony just said on IG Live, is she doesn't look her age. She doesn't look
with
like
makeup
she's
though.
Fucking...
Have you seen her without makeup though?
But even still, she don't look like 47 at least.
Without makeup, she'd be looking
old.
Like Petraca from the corner bodega.
But so. Without makeup, I look like a rat. I look a rat. Like, so. Literally. I know it's not great to
all right.
But I know that
I know, but I don't look my age.
I know that in the social media age era, right, nowadays, it's a big blow up, right? Because she's 47, he's 30. They'd be putting memes out there where he's like in a diaper, okay. And she's like already graduating.
I'm sure Drake is laying that pipe down.
Drake loves it, man. Drake isn't. But my question is she even claiming Drake though?
I think she is. Because when this first hit the social media, I was like, no.
Yeah, I didn't believe it either. I didn't believe it.
So there was this picture going around, and I'm like, let me see if she posted. That's mm-hmm. a big thing to me. I think that if someone puts you on their social media, it's kind of like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's
and
official,
so,
right?
Yeah, like,
it's
that's kind of like they're doing something. They're doing something.
Right.
You know, it's depending on the type of picture. And so the picture that was going around was him holding her, I believe. Like her on the couch. They both posted it. So at first I went on his and I'm like, he posted
you know,
it.
He probably
I'm like, let me see if she posted it. So I went on her Instagram and followed her that day.
You know,
it was on hers. So I'm like.
You know, they were laying down together, right? This is how it happened. They were laying down together.
He's like, I was there.
He was cutting her, right? He was holding her, right? He was whispering in her. He's like, hey, baby.
You gonna post a picture of us on the internet?
I'm about to post that picture up on the internet. She was the whole argument probably started up. Blah, blah.
He stole her phone. Ran back.
Posted it on IG. Put it. She grabbed. You know, she was dumb enough. She probably didn't have her fingerprints.
She was in the kitchen cooking.
She was making breakfast with no makeup on.
I got her phone.
And then she looked at her phone. She got all these notifications.
She's all pissed off now. Screaming at him in Spanish. He's like, oh, well, what are you going to do? Because now everybody knows that we're together. You can't just break up with me like that. They're going to think you're savage. So Drake played it off that way. Champagne Poppy became Coquito Poppy putting it out there.
Welcome
on social
to the
media.
Family, Drake. Drake.
Yo, I heard Drake is actually releasing a new bachata album with Romeo. But yeah, I think that's how it happened.
Bachata.
I think that's how it happened. So, that's like, what do you guys think? Do you think J-Lo actually was claiming him? J-Lo wanted to put it out there? Because, I mean, we get a lot of people saying, you know, that J-Lo's just playing it. Like, she's playing the game. She's loving it.
You know what? I think she's admitted to that, though. Like, I don't...
But she's also very...
Not playing the game, but I don't think she wants to, like, settle down. She doesn't want to... You know, she's been married umpteen times.
But okay, so I don't think she plays the game like Rihanna plays the game, right? But
oh no! That they're playing.
But I think J-Lo is also the type that when she puts you out in the spotlight, that means that she's very into it.
Right.
Because she's married. Almost
J-Lo's
every
known
other.
To have dated. You know, like
that's
she likes being in relationships.
She yes. likes being
right.
Getting she likes getting married. Like I mean,
right, like
Diddy,
serious
who,
type
Diddy,
of things.
Was Casper married to her?
I don't think they got married.
Like Mark Anthony, all mm-hmm. these guys. Like it's not just that they were hitting Brad and quitting Pitt. It. She was probably making sure that they were at home. Lavando plato and fixing around the house like a true Puerto Rican wife would be while she's wearing her bata
mm-hmm.
and cooking in the morning.
I think she likes the honeymoon stage.
And then once it finishes, she's like, eh.
Basura.
You think so?
I don't know. I just, because of the fact that, like, you know, I think having kids does change her mind a lot, obviously, but like just like her, the future. But I think she knows like her kids are taken care of. They're going to be taken care of. But I think, you know, she has a huge career. She has so much going for herself. She's so busy. Like, she doesn't have time for bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's either you love me and, you know, let's be lovey-dovey and we're going to have sex all the time when I have a free minute. And when that's not there, like, that's it. On to the next one. Like, you know, I don't know.
I think the question is the question that I wanted to bring up was, you know, when you're going through a relationship like this and you brought up the whole honeymoon stage. Mm-hmm. When do you claim somebody on social media? Do you claim them during the honeymoon stage, which everything is real good, everybody's like real nice? Do you go through a little bit of problems before you start claiming them?
Do you post the, you know, Woman Crush Wednesday, Man Crush Monday first, and then...
Do you post them up on Snapchat?
I think everybody's different, because some people are, like, huge on social media. Like, that's, like, their thing.
Yeah.
You know?
To validate.
Then, right. But it's like, I mean, I was just telling you about it. Someone asked me, like, hey, yo, are you still with Duke? Because I haven't seen you guys post any pictures. Like, really? That's how I have to validate my relationship?
And I think a lot of times...
pictures on a regular basis?
Which is retarded, let me just say.
But, you know, it's... The problem is that you start seeing in social media and you see that people post their whole life on there.
Right.
So I already know when somebody breaks up with someone, when they start putting up these memes or these quotes on Facebook or on Instagram that are like, team, strong woman or blah,
I'm gonna
blah,
focus
blah.
On my career.
Yeah, focusing on me.
Been focused on that.
Me spelled out in caps. So I think people start seeing that, and when they don't start seeing people post a lot of pictures up, they're like, oh, something must be happening. But then, you know, you realize that you're past the lovey-dovey honeymoon stage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type that I put it out there real quick.
I don't know why.
I get excited. I'm a real excited kind of person. Like, you know, as soon as they
like
become...
Like Matt Vanessa posted her.
As soon as you become like boyfriend, girlfriend, put it out there. Why not? Like, what? You know, a lot of guys might not do that. And they're like, oh, I don't want to cut off any potential thing. What about you, Nati? How long does it take for you to put it on social media?
Whenever the fuck I want.
You want it.
Like, there's no set time.
Well, what makes you like...
Like, what makes me is I'll be like, oh, I really like this picture. Like, let me post it. I post things that I like. So if I like a picture, if I like something...
If you like a boy?
Like, that's what I post.
Do you post pictures of boys that you like?
I will, yeah. I did have in my past, and I will continue to do so, especially if it's a picture I like.
Okay.
So just a picture, like, say you look good in that picture or something like that, you just want to put it up.
If we look good or if we're doing something fun, you know, like if we're like... Whatever, if I like the fucking
But have
picture.
You ever been? Have you ever been to the point?
Fuck?
Have you ever?
No, I'm the type though that social media doesn't fucking like validate, define how I move forward in my relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't validate anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm number one in like creeping people. Like, oh look, this person posted a picture, but that's not how I move. Like,
right.
I'll fucking post a picture, you know, and. I don't know how I was going with that. But it doesn't validate anything.
I know a lot of people kind of sit there and they'll just think of whether or not, you know, oh, if I put this picture up, is it gonna, you know, potentially close out any doors, you know? And I think when it comes down to, like we say, you know, social media life or whatever, a lot of people definitely want to keep, you know, certain things around the door open.
Mm-hmm.
And they put their life out there so much that it's just people know exactly what's happening left and right, who they hooked up with. And that kind of goes into this other conversation of, you know, the moving on too quickly, right? Because we see J-Lo was just with Casper, I think, a couple of months ago when the whole Mark Anthony thing happened in the Latin Grammys. And now she's with Drake, you know, she's with Drake. So it's like, you know... Are people moving on too quickly? Is it just because we're so focused on social media that we see it as quickly?
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with that. You might just see it as moving on quickly. But also, kind of jumping back a little bit, it also, to the other side of things, that it just shows you, like, you're proud, you're happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you do post your significant other, you're, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I'm proud to be with this person. So.
Right.
I think it's just, I like to live life as, como se dice? I don't like to... think too much about certain situations.
Agreed.
Right? I think people sit there and they want to strategically do things or post things according to what's happening in their life. I just go with the flow, man. I just I see a nice picture, like you said. I like the picture. My girl looks good in the picture. Let me show off my girl. Right. Mm-hmm. That's who I am. I'm the type of guy that likes to show off what I'm doing and who I'm with.
Yeah. But it might be wrong. But I might be wrong. Too, yeah. It's like, so funny how people react to it. I posted a Snapchat of Headley at the bar the other day with, like, smirky faces. And, like, I got a few, like, really? Responses haters? To that. And was like, really? Like, the shocked eyes are like, who's that? Like, gee, who the fuck cares? Like, right. It's a picture I liked. I'm with my, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. I'm with my...
I'm like, whatever.
But I can see
like,
that.
Who the fuck, are you?
It's
you
the same
know,
thing when I posted up a picture. Of, you know, it was the first time we had gone to a salsa night. And I posted up a picture. And they were just like, oh, who's that? Oh, I see you moved down quickly. That was the
but
first
then
thing.
He got the like, oh, be careful. You know, you don't want to move on too quickly. I really care
like,
about
let people
you.
Live and
let
do
me
what
know
the
door is still
want.
Open.
Yeah, it tends to happen. I mean, I think at the end of the day, just do what you want to do.
Yeah. Agreed. Post what you want to post.
But I remember too, like because of the fact
some people
that
get really
people
stressed out about
put
it.
So much emphasis on the validation of the internet and in your relationships, that like I remember not feeling dumb. Well, yeah, I guess I'll admit that I felt dumb because it's like I got all excited to post this picture of a past relationship that I was in, and it ended shortly after, and I felt all stupid. Like,
yeah,
no,
you do
I'm no longer with
yes.
that. And you know,
that's true. So that's sometimes the other side of it.
Right. That's why sometimes then I'm scared to like post. It's not that I'm ashamed. It's just like.
Let's
you know,
see
it's
what
even
happens.
Deciding when you want to bring people around your family because maybe you have a history that every time you bring someone around, it's like the next family event. They're like, oh, where's so-and-so?
There, yeah.
Like, ah, he's not
you
in
gotta
the
feel it out.
We broke up already.
Yeah,
I think you gotta
so
feel it out.
At least to me, it was really embarrassing. So, but
as a guy, I mean, I think very different from other guys. I mean, there's your fuckboy type of guy who never wants to claim him. Is a type that will have like the girl. They're going out with the girl for years, and then you don't even know about it till they have a kid with them. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the other guy that like meets a girl, and then the same week posted it up on Facebook like mm-hmm. I'm in love. I'm the type that I'll give it some time, and then when I officially do feel like I want to cut off the ties and commit Facebook suicide, like they call it,
yeah.
I'll put it up there. But I don't think there's any wrong way. I just thought that it was a cool topic to talk about
mm-hmm.
because it happens in all sorts of areas in mainstream media. So we're kind of getting close to the hour here, so I want to start closing out. But before I do so, I'm sure you guys see here in IG Live. Anything else you guys want to add before I close out? Like,
Stay warm. It's cold as shit.
Yeah, it's really cold
in Chicago. So
I think we
warm.
Should. Our newest addition recently. I'm getting a lot of help today.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up after this one.
Okay, I'll wait.
So before we bring it up, I have VFig bring her up. But we have the La Verdad hat, which is right in front of the laptop right over here if you're on IG Live. If you're listening to the podcast, we're going to be having the hat for sale hopefully by the end of this month in January. We're actually in January 2017 right now. So hopefully by the end of this month, in February for sure, we're going to be selling the hat. We don't have the prices yet. We're going to be putting it out on social media, but just wanted to give you guys a look. So if you're looking at IG, it's right here. It has the La Verdad script in the front. So feel free to check out our website, www.lave.ltd.com. And V-Fig, go ahead.
Wait, yeah. Also, before that, really quick, if you are listening to the podcast, just for future references, we are going to be going on live on IG around this same time every Sunday. So if you want to see us visually or just talk to us live, because the IG Live has the comment thing that we'll be checking out, we're usually going to record 11-12 o'clock on Sundays. So if you want to, that's always option if you
usually,
are listening to us only.
Usually in the afternoon on Sundays, Central Time. So we're in Chicago, so we're in Central Time. So go and make sure that you like and subscribe to lave.ltd on Instagram, because we'll be on there. So be fit.
Yeah. So our newest addition, we have gotten April helping us out.
Woo! Round of applause button! Moreover!
There we go. I know it's kind of... I think it's
so we're truly, truly grateful for her helping us out with all of our photography videos. So be looking out for her work pretty soon.
Yes. Do you have any social media you want to plug, April?
I have an Instagram.
Instagram.
It's just April Alonso Photography. That's about it.
Woo-hoo. Awesome.
So make sure you like her page and spread the word out there, because she's doing a lot of good stuff with us. So thank you for coming by.
Yeah, thanks.
And don't forget, mi gente, to like and subscribe on iTunes or any social media platform that you prefer to listen to this podcast. We are available on Audioboom as La Verdad, as the handle La Verdad LTD. Anywhere on social media will be at La Verdad LTD. So check us out. We're in Audioboom. We're on your iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want. And whatever you prefer, we're on that platform. Also, be on the lookout, because we got some cool interviews coming up. We already set a couple good things in stone. So we have interviews that have to do with financial situations, interviews on how to be an entrepreneur, mental health, the LGBTQ community. So we have all that stuff that you guys wanted to listen to. And you told us you wanted to listen to for 2017. We're definitely taking it into consideration. So thank you, girls, for joining me again.
You're
here
welcome.
Today.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to another episode of La Verdad Podcast. Peace and God bless.
Bye, guys.